just like it was 2 years ago. Illinois' 13th congressional district is one of the most closely watched House races in the country. As Ryan Denham reports, it'll be a rematch between Republican Congressman Rodney Davis and Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan.
Davis beat Londrigan 2 years ago by just 2,000 votes. Dave Wasserman with the nonpartisan Cook Political Report says the race has tightened in recent weeks and is now considered a toss-up, and one targeted by National Democrats looking to expand their majority in the House by beating Davis.
But this year, he's up against perhaps the worst political environment for Republicans that he's had to face.
President Donald Trump is a big reason why. He won the 13th district by 5 percentage points in 2016, but his handling of the coronavirus and race relations has cut into his approval ratings nationally. Biden leads national polls by double digits, and Londrigan's team touts an internal poll showing Biden leading in the district by 13 points.
Davis may need to convince some voters to cross over from the top of the ticket and support him to remain in office.
The sprawling 13th district stretches through Bloomington-Normal, Champaign-Urbana, and Springfield down to the metro east suburbs of St. Louis. A mix of college towns and rural areas are within its boundaries, which were drawn by Illinois Democrats after the last census, specifically to give the right Democrat a chance to win. Londrigan hopes that's her. The former teacher and professional fundraiser has essentially been running for the seat nonstop for over 3 years. She won a crowded five-way Democratic primary in 2018, but did not attract much competition in 2020. If she wins, she'd be the first Democrat to represent Bloomington-Normal in Congress since one-termer Debbie Halverson from 2009 to 2011.
I got into this race to protect health care.
Londrigan has made that the central theme of her campaign, repeatedly attacking Davis for voting 11 times to repeal the Affordable Care Act with no replacement. Davis says Obamacare has failed, and since both parties have been unable to reform a system on their own, it's clear we need a bipartisan solution. Bob Bradley is professor emeritus of politics and government at Illinois State University.
And as we all know, the Republicans still do not have a definitive plan to replace Obamacare. And with the COVID crisis, that becomes even more important because COVID creates a pre-existing condition for many, many people.
Davis touts himself as a pragmatic House member who's willing to work with Democrats, especially now that he's been in the minority since 2019. He often cites his number 13 rank on the list of the most bipartisan members of Congress, maintained by the Lugar Center. That ranking is based on bill sponsorship and co-sponsorship.
The record of working together and going against Republicans on many issues, like extending the opportunity for states to pass the Equal Rights Amendment, voting to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, on numerous occasions. This is what a bipartisan legislator does in Congress.
Davis has won praise for helping to deliver funding for Bloomington-Normal projects, such as $13 million for the Uptown-Normal underpass and another $8 million for a Connect Transit transfer center downtown. Davis's critics, though, say he has too closely aligned himself with President Trump. That relationship got off to a bit of a rocky start, with Davis pulling his endorsement for Trump in 2016 after the infamous Access Hollywood tape became public. But this year, Davis is an honorary co-chair of Trump's re-election campaign in Illinois. Londrigan brought that up repeatedly during a recent WGLT debate.
He talks bipartisanship, but he votes with his president 91% of the time.
She's pointing to voting data compiled by 538. Davis has defended that voting record, noting his support for the 2017 tax cuts. Trying to flip the discussion of civility, Davis says that Londrigan should condemn the vitriol coming from Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including recently calling Republicans enemies of the state.
If you don't believe that that type of rhetoric led a deranged gunman to want to take out his political grievances on me and my friends, then you are more partisan than I ever thought. And that was a pretty heavy lift.
He's referring there to a 2017 shooting at a congressional baseball practice. Londrigan, too, is looking to win over the occasional Republican voter. Some of her policy positions set up that possibility. Londrigan supports creating a more limited public option, not Medicare for all. She also does not support the Green New Deal, over concerns it doesn't give central Illinois farmers enough of a voice. Here's ISU political scientist Bob Bradley.
Joe Biden's trying to do the same thing, walk a very narrow line between the progressives of the party and those who are not. Walking that line is a fairly wise strategy because this district still is a fairly conservative and has been dominated by Republicans for quite some time.
She's walking that line with a nice chunk of change. Londrigan has slightly outraised Davis this cycle, $4.7 million to his $4.5 million, but she's also spending it faster than he is.
Think about the last time a Democratic congressional candidate in Central Illinois both outraised and outspent a Republican incumbent. And I would say you'd have to go way, way back to perhaps never happening before.
The 13th district contains parts or all of 14 counties. Last time around, Londrigan won just three of them, the two with the big college towns and her home of Sangamon County. Davis won everything else, including Madison County near St. Louis and Decatur's Macon County, which feed the second and third most voters into the district behind Champaign. Now, in an unusual election year due to COVID, the big question is what all that means for turnout, including in those college towns. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find our voter guide, complete with candidate questionnaires and video interviews, at wglt.org/election.